Okay, we're in the Drush HaSaran, we're in the Drush HaShmini, and the Mosad Rav Kooks are on page Shin Chav Gimel. Okay, last time, we're continuing from last time, which was where the Ran talked about why bad things happen to good people. That's known as Tzadik Veralo, Rosh Vitovlo. So the Ran's, in short, the Ran's answer was there's a thing called Mazel, which is that if a person is born under a certain Kochav, under a certain star, so there's... It causes a person to, it affects a person two ways. Number one, it affects their disposition. If they're born under the mazel of Madim, and it's some certain star or constellation, so then it makes them more likely to be angry, murderous. And it also affects their parnasa, how much money they'll have. And we know it's decided before a person is born whether they'll be smart or rich. All these things are predestined. Well, at least that part is. But the mazel in general is something that affects a person based on what they're born under. And there's also another, I guess, type of mazel, where if there's a gzera of destruction on a certain place, or that a certain place has a mazel that it'll have a famine. So even if a good person is there, they'll get swept up in that, and bad things will happen to them too, unless they have special zchusim. If they're a big, big tzaddik, so Hashem could put in their head some way to avoid the issue, that they'll have, for whatever reason, left that town, or have stored up grain so they won't starve. Or, that's one way, and that everyone agrees to, if a person has special merit, that they can get that. The other way it can work is that if you hold Ein Mazel Yisrael, so then... Hashem can cause a miracle where the mazel will be destroyed, ruined, switched, like with Avram, where he was born under a mazel that he couldn't have kids, and Hashem switched it so that he would have kids. That's more of an open miracle, so to say. So if you would say, that's if you hold in Mazel Yisrael, which we do. But either way, everyone, it could happen one of two ways that you can beat your mazel. Either a person has special zchusim, or a real super tzaddik, Hashem would play with the mazel for him. But in general circumstances, typically, there's a thing called mazel that can make a person get punishment or reward that they don't necessarily deserve. And the Ran is going to continue on this theme and explain it further. So this idea that he just explained of mazel can explain something very difficult. And that is, Hashem commanded that the Levim should do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash instead of the Bechoros, right? Originally, it was supposed to be that the firstborn would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Levim took over for that. So, the reason why that the Jewish people have to pay, so to speak, right, there is a switch, a pidyon of firstborn of Jewish people, firstborns to Levi. So the Jewish people have to pay, in a sense. What he refers to by paying, I mean, the paying that we typically think of is Meiser, that we pay the Levim to work in the Beis HaMikdash for us, because the Bechoros were supposed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't directly correlate to the Bechoros. There was another case in the Torah also where there was a pidyon, where we switched Bechor's firstborns for Levim. Is the, you know, there's another thing called a pidyon aben. Is that part of that? Perhaps. But either way, the Ran is saying that we, the Bechor's, have to pay for the Levim to take over for them. V'chivin shezacha behem. Since the Bechor's were supposed to do the Avodah, had that zchus. V'heim bepisham nifsalu me'avodaso. And because the Bechor's, the firstborn of the Jewish people, sinned by worshipping the golden calf, so that we became impure for doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Roish yu sochim achim tachtem. So, we have to hire people to do the job for us. We hire the Levim. For one more, and that's what the Pasuk says, Ki nesunin nesenim heimali, if the Levim are given over to me, mitoch b'nei Israel, tachas pitras kol rechem b'chor, the Levim are given over to me instead of the firstborn, or literally translated, the first of the womb, and that's important as we'll see in a second, So instead of the firstborn, I'm taking the Levim. Tachas kol rechem b'bechor kol mibnei Yisrael lekachtes omli. I'm taking the Levim instead of the Bechors. Why? Ki li kol bechor b'bnei Yisrael, because I should have taken the Bechors. They should have been the ones impressed, so to speak, like forced into service. Or they're the ones who should have done the avoda. Ki li kol bechor b'bnei Yisrael ba'adam v'abheima b'yom hakosi kol bechor b'eretz Mitzrayim mikdash dir somli. When I in Mitzrayim saved the Bechors from being killed, so they became the ones that were indebted to me and were mekudesh to me, sanctified to me to do my avoda. Kolomar. So that means to say, Shebiyom hakosi kol bechori Mitzrayim. Hashem is saying, when I killed all the firstborns of the Egyptians, v'laharakti osam, and I didn't kill the firstborns of the Jews, zechisi ban. So then they owe me. So that's why the firstborns were supposed to do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, because all the firstborns were saved special by Hashem in Mitzrayim. They didn't get killed, so therefore we owe Hashem something, and that's why we must do the avoda for him, and if we can't, we have to hire others like the Levim. Zeh inin matmiya. The Ran says, what in the world does that mean? Lama zacha behem ipnei shehika b'chori Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with that? Because Hashem killed the b'chori Mitzrayim, therefore the b'chors of the Jews are indebted? What does that mean? Shahoyu, the b'chori Mitzrayim were killed, shahoyu re'uyim l'ha'anishim. The Bechor, the firstborns of Mitzrayim were killed because they deserved to be killed. And the firstborns of the Jews were not killed because we didn't do anything. Does it make sense that someone should say, that a king should say to someone, the king should say, you're mine, you owe me, and now you have to be a servant to me, the king. Because you see that guy over there? He's a murderer. I killed him, and I didn't kill you. So from the fact that I didn't kill you, you have to work for me. It's obvious that that doesn't make any sense. I didn't do anything. You king, killed a murderer because he killed. So you're saying that if I owe you something, I'm not a murderer. What do you want from me? So what does it mean that Hashem said the Bechors have to work for me because I killed the Bechors and the Mitzrayim and not you? Why should we have been killed? What shaykhus? We needed to be specially saved? We didn't do anything wrong. Here it should seem to be the same by the Jews in Mitzrayim. Why are the Bechors indebted for not being killed in Mitzrayim? Havala tshuva bazeh. The answer to this is She'ein ha-poalim ha-megi'im ba'olam ha-tachton le'ish ish. Because what happens to a person in this world individually, ayidei sibras pratius, what happens to a person individually in this world is not because of them individually. They're not in their own world. Aval ayidei sibos kololos. But it's because of general things going on in the world. Like we've been saying till now. That if there's a traffic jam and you don't deserve to be late, but you're not necessarily a big enough tzaddik that everyone else who's around here is going to, you know, not be in traffic because you personally don't deserve to be late. Again, we're not talking about super tzaddikim like Avraham Avinu where Hashem changes the whole thing for them. But for your average Joe, you know, if there's a traffic jam, they're going to be late, even if they don't necessarily deserve that pain that second. But that's the way it goes. Things are happen in general senses, says the Ran. She'ein rotzen Hashem yisbarach shiyishtana hateva kefi ish v'ish. Because Hashem doesn't want there to be a different nature and things changing for each individual guy. Ukushirata Hashem is verach lahakos b'chomer Mitzrayim, and Hashem wanted to kill the firstborns of the Mitzrayim. Chidesh eze inyan mafsin emisiachis lebechoros. The Ran here saying a big chiddush that Hashem invented a type of disease, a poison that would only affect bechoros. He's trying to make this. The Ran is making this into a Makas Bechor is kind of like a physical plague, a real Makkah, like a disease, a plague, that only affected firstborns. How is that? So now the Ran's going to explain how could it be in the physical world a disease that would only affect firstborns, a physical disease that would only affect the firstborn. How could that be? So he says there is something that connects all firstborns. That there's no doubt that a kid that's born from as a first child is not the same. It's a different womb. The lady, her womb is different when it's the first time than when it's her second, third, fourth child. It means that also because of that change in the womb, I don't know if our doctors today would say there is any such difference, but the Ran is, I guess, suggesting that the womb must be different, and or might be different anyway. So because of that change in the womb, it's possible that there are something different about Bechors, and they might have something somewhat different about them, and therefore it's possible there could be a disease that will only affect them. And that's why the mitzvah of Kiddush HaBechoros, the sanctification of Bechoros and all that comes with it, has to do, in other words, the Pidyon HaBen and the firstborn of a cow, of an animal. So all that has to do with Peter Rechem, with the first of the womb. That's the way the Torah always says it. You have to be the first of the womb. Ki HaBechor La'em Hi No Senes Yachas V'Kesher Bein HaBechoros V'Lo Bechor La'av Klal. Because the thing that makes all Bechors physically connected is that they're the first of the womb. Being the firstborn of the father is nothing. It's being the firstborn of the mother that makes us all physically the same and would have been susceptible to that plague in Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's only firstborn of the womb, of the mother, that are shayach to Kedushas Bechor, to the sanctification of a Bechor. And what you're all thinking, that we all know what Rashi says, it wasn't just the Bechors of the women that died, so that's the Ran's next line. Even though the Medrash says, forget Bechors of the fathers, if there was no Bechor of the father in the house, no Bechor of the mother, then whoever's the big one in the Gadol Babayis, he would have died. So we know it wasn't just Bechors who died in Mitzrayim, according to the Medrash. And so therefore, the Ran's whole thing he just said wouldn't seem to fit with that. Because all kinds of people died. Zel al tzal drash. He says that's just drash. About kfi pshuto, but you can learn based on pashup shat. Kfi pshuto shal davar habechor shal yunitlam bepitrei harachamim heim shalako. Pashup shat is the ones that were the firstborn of the womb were the only ones that died. Veheim hayubenim yachas vehakesher. And they did have a connection. All bechors did have a physical connection. Asher mitzad hayachas hahu, because of that connection hayuroi shiilku gam bechor Yisrael. So then it should have been that even the firstborns of the Jewish people would have been killed. If there's a plague going around that affects all firstborns, Jews and non-Jews, Yiminichem Hashem Yisbarach L'Tevam, if Hashem leaves everything according to nature, Umipnei Zeh, because of this, Amar Hashem Yisbarach, Shemipnei Shayah, Megin Ba'adam, Hashem made an ace, that this plague that should have killed all the Jewish firstborns too, magically did not, V'Yitzilem and Aran, Hashem protect us from evil, Shayah Roi, Lochem Hem Hikdish, Osam, this plague that should have affected them didn't, so therefore, because of that miracle, Hashem, the Bechoras owe Hashem, and we became Kaddish to Hashem. So that's how you explain that story, why the Bechoras are said to have owed Hashem because of, and we know Pesach is coming soon, we're going to have all Bechoras on Erev Pesach should fast, we all go to Asiyim, but again, all this is because there was a special nace done for the Bechoras, according to the Ran, that based on Teva and Mazel and all that, everyone, all the Bechors should have died, and Hashem had to make a special nace to save the Jewish Bechors. So anyway, what comes out of this, now the Ran's going to repeat a little bit. He's summing up. That when there is, for whatever reason, something bad's going to happen, so then someone who is even not deserving of it will get it too. Im lo shiyei elav z'chus prati, unless he has a special merit. Yagan Hashem Yisbarach Bado, then Hashem will protect him meha hezek ahu ha-nimshach meha mischadish, from this hezek that is in the world. Okay, so again, so if a person's in Chalila, a holocaust, so even if they're not specifically worthy of being killed, they might get swept up in it, because that's the way mazel works, unless they have some special z'chus. And then, you know, it's all up to Hashem who he wants to save and not, obviously, but that's the idea, that it doesn't have to do necessarily with what you deserve at that point when there's something clearly general in the world going on. So then anyone other than someone like Avram Avinu or whatever can get swept up in it, unless they have a special schos. Now, therefore, there's no questions. How can it be that bad things could happen to good people? Because that's the way Olam Hazeh, this world, works. And all the pasuk in Tehillim that says that David Melch's like saying, "Oh, I'm jealous of the people who do bad, and they I get angry at them. I'm not sure what exactly, but he sees that Shalom Rishayim Eri. He sees good things happening to the Rishayim, that they have peace. David is just complaining, so to say, about this midah. Lo mehem time. It's not that he didn't understand it, didn't understand that there was such a thing or how it works, but he didn't. He was as if complaining about it. He says there was no point in me purifying my heart for erchatz binikayin kapayin and being so clean from sin, that he nagoa kol hayom v'sachachti lebegarim, and I'm suffering all day, and I get rebukes all day, every day. Huka omer, so David was like saying, she'im yiyah, and this is a very, very, very important point, like I mentioned at the very end of last year, she'im yiyah ikir hagmul v'tachliso, if the whole point of getting schar for mitzvos and onesh for averos, punishment and reward, would be tovos olam hazeh, of the good of this world and the bad, if that's what the limit to where getting repaid, good or bad, from your deeds was limited to this world, he means to say, that's what David was saying, if it was for this world, I wasted my time, because all David had was tzaris, even though he was super tzaddik. Unless he reaches some high level where Hashem changes nature for him, a person can have that in an individual case sometimes, but unless they have a special schus, they're up to mazel. Of alkalot shiyeh olam kimin hago noeg, as long as things work normally without miracles or special interventions, yacholo beish hatov inyanim achivim matarim. So then bad things can happen to someone, even if they don't necessarily deserve it. Of alkasher tachlas hagmul v'sofo, but because this world is not the limit of being paid back for things, the point of reward and punishment is schar hanefesh binyan haolam haba. But that's where people are really paid back in Olam Abba, Lo Tishar B'Kan Kush. And then there's no kasha how God can let this go on. Because ultimately, everyone gets exactly what they deserved. And if they get rewarded in this world when they didn't deserve it, it gets knocked off what they get in the next world. And vice versa, if they get punished when they didn't deserve it, it gets knocked off what they would have gotten in the next, of the punishments they would have gotten in the next world. Again, why Hashem set up the system this way, if you want, you can look at the Ramchal and Das Tunas. He has a whole long piece about Mazel. It's obviously, if it comes from Hashem, it's Latov, it's for good. The Ramchal has a whole thing of explaining how this is the only way Mashiach was going to come. He needed the whole Mazel to work, for whatever reason, you can look there. But the fact is that there is an idea of Mazel in this world, and therefore, if you want to look to see that the good people shall only have good things happen to them, you're not going to see that in this world. It's only when we see Olam Haba, then everyone gets what they deserve, and then everything, we understand how the whole thing works. And this is what the Pasuk says, Ki ischamitz lavivi kil yosai eshtonein, v'ani bar v'loida behemis ha'isi imach. So he says, I'm all worked up, and I don't understand anything, and I don't know anything, I'm like an animal. Ad avo el mikdashi, until I come to the Mikdash of Hashem, then I'll understand it. Ratzi means to say, Shaseder Hagmul Va'onosh B'Olam Hazeh, that the being paid back for reward and punishment in this world, knowing B'inyan Matmiya, is very hard to understand. Lo Yamod Adam Bo'al Tzedek Mishpat Hashem. Person is like an animal. There's no way they can understand what's going on in this world when you're just in this world. Aval Yebo Kibaru Behemel. They'll be like an ignoramus or an animal. Nechshav Adasher Yavo Via Ayim B'mashik Tesh Hashem Yisbarach. Until he sees what's going to be in the end for Rishayim and Tzadikim. Kisham, because in Olam Haba, Yigale Gmul HaTzadikim Anosh Rishayim. Then I'll see how the Tzadikim get paid back and the Rishayim get punished. Lo Balam Hazeh, you will not see it in this world. So that's the Ran's theory about how this whole thing works. V'zeo Ba'atzim HaShomer Malachai, and this is what you find in Malachai, Chosim HaNavim, the last of the Navim. Chizku Alay Divreichem, that Hashem says, your words were too tough for me, were tough on me. Amar Hashem, Hashem says, V'amartem, and you say, Ma'anid Barnu Alecha, you Jews say, what do we say? And Hashem says, I'll tell you what you said, Amartem Shav Avod Elokim, you said there's no purpose in serving Hashem, Amar Betza Ki Shamarnu Mishmaratim, well, what did we get from keeping mitzvahs? We got nothing. V'chialachnu Kedor Ranes, B'nei Hashem Tzvakos, there was no point in keeping the mitzvahs, we got no reward, we only got tzaris. V'siyim Dvar V'amar, and he finishes off, V'hayuli, Bhayuli Amar Hashem Tzvakos Liyomasher Ani Osa Segula V'Shavtem Reisem Bintadik L'Rosh Avinu V'Dolakim L'Asher Lo Avado. So eventually, says Hashem, you'll see. Eventually, you'll figure it out. So he's saying that the true reward and punishment that you'll see in the future. In this world, it could be you'll look around and you'll see it'll look like if everything was limited just to this world, you'll see like, yeah, there's no point in serving Hashem. People who are Rishayim have no problems. People who are Tzaddikim sometimes have problems. And sometimes things will happen based on a person's mazel, that a good person could have something bad to them. Like Chazal say, someone who is born under the mazel of Levana, so he may have bad things happen to him because Levana gets smaller. So whatever the reason is, if a person is born under the mazel of Levana, they may have bad things. They may be born under a bad mazel. And we know people like this. That's what it seems like. They're born with a bad mazel. That's good luck, bad luck, you know. It's a mazel. They're born under a bad mazel. If they daven, you know, Hashem can get around the mazel. But as a general rule, that's the way it works. And that's why you see good things happen to bad people and vice versa. Okay. I think we can stop here, and we'll continue next time.